Welcome back to the second half. This is a professional questions that you guys asked me. So the first question, we're just going to jump right in. I'm trying to be quick as possible because I want to keep your attention. So the first question that you guys had for me was, have you had previous experience in marketing? Did you work in marketing while in Houston? Yes, to answer both of those questions. On campus, I was a ticket agent for the Middle Tennessee State University while as a student, which is in sales. So sales is in marketing. So that's one level of experience. And then also, too, while I was in college, I was a president of a business fraternity that was on campus as well. And I pretty much did a lot of coordinating events during that time. So therefore, event marketing as part of marketing as well. And then also, too, towards the latter part of my college days, I had an internship, sports marketing internship, for the Middle Tennessee State University's athletic department. And also, too, in Houston Food Bank, I conducted focus groups. I created a lot of brochures and pamphlets that assisted with community service or getting the word out about the community service. And then also, too, did some word of mouth marketing, because that is actually the best and most effective way of marketing. And then also, too, you got to think about it. Marketing is a big umbrella and has different things underneath it, like different legs, basically, underneath it. And so always keep in mind that you have to market yourself. So always be willing to learn how to market yourself, even in an interview, at your job, all that stuff. You are the product. So moving on. Okay. So now we're getting into more of the aviation parts and more of the management type of questions that you guys have asked me. So the next question is, what is FAA and what are the regulations? FAA stands for Federal Aviation Administration. And I just would challenge you guys to Google some of the regulations for FAA and explore it and just see what you find out for yourself, because that is so detailed and cumbersome that I cannot go into everything about what their regulations are, because they have regulations on the pilots, they have regulations on the paperwork, they have regulations on the mechanics, they have regulations on the inspectors. I mean, the list can go on and on. So, all right, so the next question is, what does MRO mean? So MRO means maintenance, repair, operations. And for some places, they say maintenance, repair, overhaul. But however, at our facility, it's pretty much maintenance, repair, operation. So they're doing a operation or a repair operation on the maintenance part of the airplane. So the next question is, how are the planes shipped in for maintenance? That's a good question. They are not shipped. The facility that we work on, and most of the facilities that are MROs, will be located on your local airports, so or even privately owned airport ports. So we are located on the BNA airport, and then the pilots actually drive the plane over to the area that we are located on, like the airport concourse, that's what they call it, but basically like the runways. And so we're on the other end of the runways. So the planes get there and the pilots get off. They take a Uber or get on another plane somewhere else, and then they're off and they leave the planes with us. So moving on to management type of questions. This is, why was the management part so challenging? Good question. Well, think about it. We all have different personalities, different backgrounds, different cultures, different beliefs, different approaches to different situations. So within that itself, that could be difficult. For example, if you have like siblings and you know that you all come from your mother and father or whatever, you might have like some characteristics or similarities. However, at the same time, you guys are different people. So, and then with that being different, therefore, you got to look at it the same way as management. You're going into a role where people think differently than you, people think differently than their coworkers. And there might be some similarity in just being human overall. However, everyone's different. So as an effective manager, you have to tailor your needs or tailor the needs for your employees in a certain way. Because I can't talk to, you know, let's say John over here the same way I would talk to Jim. Or, you know, vice versa, whatever. So sometimes you have to tailor and know your audience, basically. So it's almost like, kind of like an interview. You got to know your audience, know your people, know how to talk to people. Because some people like for you to just say things very candidly and straight up and be honest with them. And some people you may have to, like, not sugarcoat, but you don't want to be as harsh. And you want to be a little more soft with the delivery. The way you say things, you might want to be a little bit softer and not as harsh or not as abrasive. So, I think you guys got a good gauge on that one. So next question, is this her first management role? Yes, this was my first management role. I have to say I've had in previous things where I've been a leader, and there's a difference between being a leader and then being actual in like management. So I have possessed leadership qualities, but never explored being in management until a couple of years ago. So it was different. All right. So the next question is, she said the first year was the most challenging because employees. Wait a minute. Trying to make sure I read it right. So I'm going to repeat that. She said the first year was most challenging because of employees and discovering what kind of manager she was. So what kind of challenges were there and how did she fix them? That is a very impactful question. And I like these questions. You guys are good with these questions. The challenge that I faced was basically like consisted of because I worked within the department that I grew from. I think that was one of the other questions that I didn't put on the list, but I started from in that same department that I'm in now in production control. I started as office like a scanner, and I used to just scan the paperwork that the PCs or the other people used to produce. And then from there, I worked my way up through the department and became the lead production control specialist. So with that, is going to come with some challenges because the fact is some of these people, I've been with this company 8-9 years. So some of these people I've worked with for 4 or 5 years alongside them. And then all of a sudden I went to a role where I was over them. And some of my employees didn't understand the role of leadership and management to an employer. To an employee. And so some people got jealous because I got the promotion. Some people were not happy about me having the promotion. And then some people thought just because we were friends and I went through that chain that I was going to allow them to do whatever they wanted to do or not do their work or be lackadaisical, those type of things. And it's like, that was challenging for me because it's like, I wanted to maintain the friendship. However, it's like, I couldn't really do that. So how I fixed it was I started kind of distancing myself away from my former friends because I would see these certain tendencies that seemed like they were trying to take advantage of the role that I was in. And so therefore I had to put myself in a different kind of position, different kind of light, and kind of separate myself from them. And then I remained consistent. I remained kind, but assertive. I meant what I said. Like if I said something and that's what I meant and that was it, it was no deviation from that. I stayed professional and I stayed stern. And the most important thing is I stayed fair across the board with everyone. Nobody was a favorite. And that's the really good thing about that, because it's like you have to have a level playing field, because there were times where there's things that came up and there was things that I had to come against. And it's like I couldn't pop off. I couldn't do all that. I needed to be professional. And that's the way you have to handle it. You have to handle it professionally and just stand your ground and stay firm in who you are. So that's how I handled it. That's how I fixed them. Okay, next question. What would be some advice you would give for a beginner trying to do a management job? I would say continue to grow in your skill or profession. Always make sure you're sharp. Be a person of your word. If you say you're going to do something, then you do it. You stick to it and you do it. Stay true to yourself as far as ethics, morals, values, and respect. Respect others. You give respect, they'll give you respect. And just because you're in a management role doesn't mean that you use that power. So it's like you have to remain humble. So and I'll say never be afraid to stand up for your employees or advocate for them when they need something. And also to always remain teachable and approachable and humble. Be trustworthy, because as a manager, you're going to encounter a lot of information that you can't always just go and, well, not always, not, you can't just go and tell someone certain things or whatever. So you have to be trustworthy, tactful. And then the most thing is patience, which I'm still working on, is patience. So like I said, yes, it can be done. That's the advice I would give to you, is just stay true to yourself. And just continue to grow as a person and try to learn as much as you can about yourself, and then having empathy and sympathy for others as well. Okay, so the next question, what is it like being in charge of so many people? I couldn't imagine. It's very stressful at times. Yes, it is stressful at times because you're dealing with different people's personalities, different people's struggles, just different ways of dealing with stuff and approaching things. What is it like being in charge of so many people? It's pretty cool. It's humbling and rewarding. That's all I can really say. Like, it's really cool. Like, cause it's just like, I don't know. It gives you a sense of like, okay, I have purpose. I'm helping someone. I'm doing something for good. And also, too, like, not only am I teaching them, I'm training them through things that they're teaching me and showing me things, too. And it's like a iron sharpens iron thing. Like, they make you better at what you do. And you try to help them to make them better at what they do. So that's the rewarding part. And then they said, is there a fun part of your job? If so, what is it? The fun parts of my job, honestly, are my coworkers. They're fun. I have a lot of fun with them, even creating friendships and stuff, and just get to know their family and stuff like that. That's been cool. And then the ability to see the plane in a more detailed way than just like being a passenger and you just get on. And it's like things that I didn't know about a plane before, because I did not have any aviation experience. Everything has been learned. I learned, I Googled. I mean, I pretty much self-taught myself about the aviation as much as I could. Without going back to school. So it was cool, like, to see, like, the plane, like, it's taken apart, and you see everything. You see the electronics, you see this, you see that. You can see them taking out floorboards. You can see, just every little thing. You see the cockpit and how they tear it apart and take the windows out and, you know, redo those and different things like that. So it's pretty cool. And I like that part of it, where you actually see something get disassembled and then assembled back, and it looks flawless. It looks perfect. It looks nice. It's clean. It's fresh. It's just so, it almost looks like new. So that's another fun part of my job. And then also to having the opportunity to go on test flights sometimes when the mechanics and pilots are completed with the work. They take it out for a test run just to make sure everything is running right. There's no alerts or alarms that's going off, anything like that. And sometimes I get to go on test runs with them, and I'll sit in the little third seat in the cockpit area. So that's pretty fun, and I like that. And so the next question is, what is your favorite part of your job? So the favorite part of my job is being able to encourage others. And I like problem solving by having to think outside the box at times for solutions. And then another thing I like, a favorite part, is that I get to come up with new innovative ways to do our procedures differently. Because sometimes our work can get a little redundant, and so that gets a little boring. However, if we switch things up, maybe like, you know, creating new systems, creating a new way to do certain things, that right there is intriguing to me, because I am a big person about processing procedures and streamlining and making things easier and working smarter and not harder. So let's see. I think that is all the professional questions that you guys have had for me. And hopefully you enjoy the what you've heard, and hopefully you'll learn something and like take it back. And also too, to all my seniors, congratulations. Congratulations to the class of 2020. And you guys just still stay safe, practice social distancing, and please wash your hands. All right, talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.